Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I think y'all can do better than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was much better. So, in the scripture lesson this morning, there's a wedding party going on, right? How many of y'all have ever had a party or been to a party? Yep. So everyone has been to a party. Now, how many of y'all have had a party and you invited your friends over or your family and then none of them came, not a single person showed up? All right, so none of y'all have ever had that happen. Excellent. Well, that is exactly what happened in the story that Jesus was telling. There was a party that was prepared, but the people that were invited, they didn't show up. It's not a very good thing, is it? No, and the person that was throwing the party was so upset at those guests. Do you know what he ended up doing?
What?
He invited strangers in. He invited people he didn't know that weren't his friends. People just right off of the street that his slaves had gone out and they had just met. And they ended up having the party and they celebrated. Now, this is important because it goes to show us that sometimes we think we might be the people who have it all together, who are the most important people in the world, but Jesus has given a teaching to show that all those people outside, all those people we may not know or we may not even think we care about are important in God's creation and can be part of the same salvation that we share together as God's children. So, let's say a prayer, and then we have Miss Beth over here ready for Sunday school. So let's pray together. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for inviting each of us to the banquet.
Thank you for inviting each of us to the banquet.
So that we may come to the party.
So that we may come to the party.
And we may celebrate with all of our brothers and sisters. That you have seen us as a people fit for redemption. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. All right. Thank you all so much for coming this morning, and you can head out.